An updated security plan is being prepared by the Springfield Police Department for this Saturday's annual civic event, the world's largest pancake breakfast. Sergeant John Delaney, aide to Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett, won't discuss specific security arrangements, but he said the police presence would be beefed up. He said police will patrol the area on foot and bicycle, and the K-9 unit will be deployed.
So you won't be able to go 100 feet without seeing a police officer in uniform.
Delaney said there would be no restrictions on what people are allowed to bring with them to the event, and no changes in how people enter the downtown area where the annual community breakfast takes place. He said there is no reason for people to be nervous about attending.
We don't foresee anything happening in our city in regards to any type of terrorism or anything like that.
Although the breakfast will be the first large outdoor public event in Springfield since the Boston Marathon bombings, Delaney said security was tightened for recent Springfield Falcons games at the MassMutual Center. The team, which is in the American Hockey League playoffs, has played in front of large crowds.
We've had extra police officers down there looking around, and what we're doing is just we want to make sure the public feels safe in their environment so they can come down and enjoy any event that's in downtown Springfield.
The annual pancake breakfast started more than 25 years ago as a competition between Springfield and Battle Creek, Michigan, known for its long association with breakfast cereal. Several blocks of Main Street are closed to vehicles. Picnic tables are set up end-to-end on the street. Thousands of people come and go for the breakfast between 8 and 11 a.m. as hundreds of volunteers serve up pancakes, bacon, coffee, milk, and juice.
But we rely a lot on the public, just like any other police departments do. If anybody sees anything suspicious, we don't think anything's going to happen. Matter of fact, when you come down to Springfield this Saturday, you're going to be safe coming down there. Your motor vehicle is going to be safe.
The area of downtown where the breakfast takes place has a high concentration of security cameras, which were installed several years ago by the Springfield Business Improvement District. The Springfield Police Department's K-9 unit, which will be part of the security on Saturday, has more than doubled in size since last September, increasing from 3 dogs to 7, with 2 more additions planned. The unit was on display Monday at a community outreach event at the White Street Elementary School, where 2 fourth graders won an essay contest to name the newest Springfield police dog, Hunter. Tommy Horn, the K-9 officer who partners with Hunter, was once a student at the school.
I'm probably more excited than the kids are. I came here years ago, and I remember the K-9 unit coming here. And I never would have thought in a million years that I would have been part of the Springfield Police K-9 unit coming here for this type of event. This is very exciting for me.
Springfield's police dogs are used to track suspects fleeing the scene of crimes, locate missing persons, and identify suspected drugs and explosives. Horn said it can take 10 weeks to train a dog.
You will get some dogs that are not as good in tracking, and some dogs, they're just like us. You know, one dog may be good in narcotics, and another dog may be good in tracking.
The Springfield Police Department's K-9 unit is subsidized by the Springfield Kennel Club. Member Tom Davies said the club has established a special fund to help purchase dogs for Springfield and other local police departments.
We think it's extremely important to use dogs in the policing activities. They can do the work of many, many men.
The newest dog on the Springfield Police Force is a German Shepherd that came from the Fidelco Guide Dog Foundation in Connecticut. The nonprofit has been supplying dogs to police departments in the Northeast for 50 years. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.